Two Russian strikes in Ukraine's central Dnipropetrovsk region have killed 8 people, including 2 children, according to officials in Ukraine. The station in the main city of Dnipro came under attack and several homes were hit. Earlier this week, the northern Ukrainian city of Chernihiv was struck in Russia's deadliest attack for some time, leaving 18 people dead and dozens wounded. Let's talk to Christopher Miller now, Financial Times correspondent in Ukraine. Thanks once again for taking our call, Christopher. First of all, what do we know about this latest attack in Dnipro?
Well, as you mentioned, it was merely the latest Russian airstrike in Ukraine and on one of its most populous cities. The city of Dnipro is a strategic industrial city of roughly 1 million people, and it's the largest city, closest to the front line out there in the southeast of the region. So it's a very important city. At least 8 people died today, with dozens more injured, and there was serious destruction to some of the centrally located buildings. And this was, again, just one of the many airstrikes that Russia has carried out recently. You mentioned the attack on Chernihiv, just about an hour north of me, or 2 hours north of me, from where I am in Kiev right now. And this was a really devastating attack where 18 people were killed. And this city has come under increasing bombardment as Russia presses its air assault on the country.
And there is now a widespread expectation, and you've been reporting on this in Ukraine, there in Kiev, that there will be a spring-summer offensive mounted by the Russians.
That's right. The Ukrainians are warning that Russia is bearing down on its forces in the east and the southeast, and that they're possibly preparing to launch a larger scale offensive in the summer. You know, what it's doing right now with these airstrikes is sort of softening the battlefield for its ground forces to press ahead if it manages a breakthrough in the south and the east. And what we're seeing with these airstrikes also is the Ukrainians' air defense weaknesses. Russia is exploiting those right now. Because the United States Congress has yet to pass this critical $60 billion aid package to replenish Ukraine's air defense systems and munitions. So this is all part of what is a very difficult situation that Ukraine is in at the moment, and is, of course, watching very closely what Russia is doing on the ground as well as in the air.
And how important is it that U.S. aid would be unlocked? There have been moves in the U.S. Congress in recent days to try to get that aid package through. How vital is that for Ukraine?
It's absolutely critical. Ukraine relies heavily, if not almost completely, on the United States for military assistance. Europe is providing some things. We saw the Germans have announced a new air defense Patriot missile system for Ukraine, but this is only going to cover a small portion of the country. So this American assistance is vital for Ukraine to be able to defend itself in the air, on the ground. And if it doesn't come, these soldiers who I visited on the Eastern Front just last week will have no artillery shells to defend themselves with. And the concern there is that Russian forces will be able to push deeper and deeper into the country.
And when you visited the front line and spoke to those Ukrainian troops, what did you see and what did you hear about the preparations that they're making, Christopher?
Yeah, they are digging in deep. There are new trenches being dug. There are what's called dragon's teeth, or these concrete fortifications that are meant to stop tracked vehicles from advancing further into the country. They're erecting these new fortifications in preparation for what is expected to be another Russian offensive in the next couple of months. You know, morale has fallen some. The Ukrainians are concerned about the lack of military assistance from the West, and obviously the Russians bearing down on them further. It was a tough fight out there. There was hardly a minute that went by without an explosion. There are airstrikes and these really devastating glide bombs that the Russian Air Force is using now to pound their way through Ukraine's front lines. It's a really difficult situation that the Ukrainians are in.
And at this stage, from the description that you've given, this is about Ukraine trying to defend the territory that it still holds. Talk of an offensive to try to recapture territory from the Russians, that's a distant memory?
It's a distant memory, and I think, you know, the next Ukrainian counteroffensive is you know, somewhere in the far future. You know, nobody is talking about a Ukrainian offensive at the moment. What Ukraine is focused on is digging in. This is being talked about as a year of defense. The goal now is mainly to stop Russia's advances deeper into the country and to stockpile weapons, to get more assistance from the West, and really to for Ukraine to replenish its forces, to build up its stocks, and to put it in a better position for when it is ready, eventually, hopefully, down the line, to launch another counteroffensive to retake this territory that Russia occupies.
Christopher Miller of the Financial Times in Kyiv, thanks so much for that.